The 48 Way today is called He Doesn't Take Joy in Making Decisions. When I was a teacher at Eish HaTorah in Jerusalem, we used to deal with many young Jews who came to Israel to travel. Rabbi Meir Schuster would pick them up at the Kotel and bring them to Rav Noach. Rav Noach would persuade them to spend a short time checking out yeshiva. A significant number of young people, after staying a short time, would decide to stay a longer time. They became observant, and now, many years later, are parents of large families and respected members of Orthodox communities in Israel and all over the world. Today, very few people have the courage of those young people who chose to change their lives so totally. Some of them quit university to study in yeshiva. One of them, who is now a leader at Naish Branch in America, quit medical school. Many of them had serious fights with their parents, who were not happy with their decisions. Many of them had to live with their friends considering that they had been brainwashed or gone crazy. Their decisions were their own decisions. In Eish HaTorah, we didn't brainwash. But we did try to help people make those decisions by advising them and letting them know why we thought it was the right decision. We also had our share of failures as well. People we worked with went home to visit their non-religious families. Needing a place for Shabbat, they would spend Shabbat by people in the local religious community. And sometimes their hosts would give them advice like, go to a real yeshiva, or finish college first. Sometimes they would take that advice. Because it wasn't based on really knowing the person or understanding the outreach experience, it would have negative consequences. I came out of that experience with a strong realization that decisions have heavy consequences for people's lives, and advising them to make those decisions is not something to be done in an unserious way. That is the point of today's way. Take very seriously the consequences of others' decisions and be careful in advising others to make them. That isn't easy for us. We can see that if someone asks us for directions. If we're in a place that we are unfamiliar with, it is easy to say, I don't know, I'm not from here. But if it is our home neighborhood and we should know, we feel stupid if we say we don't know. We try to give directions. The result may be that the person we are directing gets lost. The desire to be in the know and give directions, even when you don't know, is not hard to deal with. But what about more important issues? What if someone asks you why you believe in God, or why you don't? It isn't so easy to say, I haven't really thought about it. Rav Noach used to give as an example of this a conversation with an atheist. Rav Noach would ask him what he thought about the existence of God, and the young man would say, I'm an atheist. Rav Noach would say, that's great. Always wanted to meet an atheist. An atheist is someone who knows there is no God, so you must have evidence. What evidence do you have? Since the young man hadn't thought about it, he didn't have evidence. So he would say, I meant to say that I'm an agnostic. Rav Noach would say, an agnostic? That's great also. An agnostic is someone who knows that it is impossible to know whether there is a God. So you must have evidence of that. What is it? Since the young man had no evidence of that either, he would be forced to admit, Rabbi, I don't know whether there is a God. So then Rav Noach would say, so you don't know, you're ignorant. Come in and I'll teach you. The point of the story is that a person would rather think he is an atheist, someone with a thought-out philosophy, than admit to being ignorant. And as long as he thinks that, he doesn't feel he needs to learn anything, and it is hard to teach him. And a sad consequence is that, when a rabbi isn't around to counter him, he probably advises others that there is no God, tells them to stay away from anyone who is religious, and tells any friend of his who has been to classes on Judaism that he is being brainwashed. The rabbis say, teach your tongue to say, I don't know. Then you won't be in a situation where you can give bad advice that can seriously impact someone else's life. We aren't always as ignorant about an issue as that young atheist. But even when we know something, we still have to judge just how solid our knowledge is. We have some experience in raising our children, so we can give advice to younger parents when it comes to choosing what school they should send their children to. But first, we need to judge just how sure we are of what we think and how well we understand the other person's situation. The answer in many situations like this is not to refrain from advising. People need help from the wisdom and experience of others. But teach yourself in these cases to say, this is my opinion, I could be wrong. But what about a situation in which we do judge that we have clarity? In that case, your responsibility is to teach and do the best you can to help the other person make a correct decision. Just as it is wrong to give advice based on a lack of knowledge, to refrain from giving advice because you don't want to take the responsibility is also wrong. You're responsible for the consequences if someone takes your wrong advice and it has a negative impact on their life. But we are just as responsible if someone does something negative for himself because you didn't tell him what you know. A basic principle for deciding when you will advise people, if there is someone else that the person could and would go to that understands the issue better than you, let that other person do the advising. But if there isn't, make sure that the person you're advising is clear what level of knowledge you have. The bottom line to helping others is to realize that wisdom has real consequences. People lead their lives based on what they understand. If you tell people true ideas that they didn't know before, you may totally change their lives for the good, like the people we convinced to stay in yeshiva so many years ago. If you tell people half-baked ideas that you haven't really thought out, because you want to feel important, that can change people's lives also.